say that the pipeline is part of the outcome form, which advocates for the creation of the jobs through electricity from the globe. And this outcome form consists of a number of departments, which includes the industry, culture, agriculture, forestry, fisheries, minerals, resources, energy, transport, and public works. And these departments are directly or indirectly involved in the creation of employment, which is the outcome form. And what is more important is the outcome, the approach, is that each and every single department role is more important to achieve this outcome. Because the department is no longer contributing only annual achievements, but on the bigger scheme of things, which is a 5-year process where the outcomes are being evaluated. So that the very important for the department to achieve the target and make sure that this expenditure is on track. This slide presents the allocation of resources for the past 5 years, starting from 2010, and also the utilization of those resources. In 2010, 1.8 billion rand was allocated, and 99.5% was spent. In 2011, 2 billion rand was allocated. And 99.5% again was spent. And so one most important issue here is that within the 2 financial years, spending is in fact big. But if you see as contract that we did now, it goes for beyond and look at the settlement, whether the plan contractors were achieved on those things. In 2012, there was a drastic drop of from 99% to 99.5%, only 2% being allocated. In 2013, there was a slight improvement share from 2012, with new spend and 7% of 2014. And of course, in 2014, there was another drop also from 97% to 99%. So this is a trend share for the past 5 years. The resource waves of the IFN allocated, and every year they are incremental, but also the expenditure on those resources going to be the trend is very volatile, especially around 2012 and 2014. I want us, Chair, as we move on with the presentation, to push this slide into the back of our mind so that we can engage with the next slide, the first slide, why we can make sense of what we have said today. Now, the slide, Chair, is to demonstrate the budget that is spoken about, the allocation of resources that is spoken about, that has been now the definite target for the past 5 years. When you look at the 2010, 1.8 billion rand was allocated, and 143.4% of that was. In 2011, 2.3 billion rand was allocated, actually 40% of it were targeted, but only 2 were achieved, which was 59%. In 2012, 2.1 billion was allocated, and only 50% of the target were achieved. In 2013, when this was a much better year for the department, where there was some spending efficiency, one could then looking at the trend of this balance financial year, where 2.4 billion was allocated and 8 targets were targeted, but only achieved 70%, which is much better. This, in turn, shows the potential that the department can actually do more with less. Whereas in other financial years, if you look at it, the department has been doing less with more money. For instance, in 2010, 99% of what was spent, but only 43% was achieved. So that expenditure, almost the whole budget was impossible, was fine. But only 43% is even below 50%. But in 2013, you see that only 97% of what was spent, which is 3% less than the 100% per day, but the money is a step of their game to achieve what we want. So this, in the sense, is what we see, and it's very positive. In 2014, there was a drop in spending, 25%, and also a drop in points on the human capital, on achievements, that they will achieve for. And so, these are the trends that Chair wanted to demonstrate for you made out of poo with cotton tears, which is the composition of the babies and babies. So if one of those is not performing very well, it's bound to affect the exchange outcome of the entire game. As you can see, in 2012, the current payment on the spending is complete, which is less than the amount. If you look at the most problematic area between these two areas, which is completely very important to say, was food and benefits, which is going to spend the expenses. And that's what I said in the case when the overall expense of the campaign. When the position for years to spend the expense, fine. If you look at in comparison, then consumer employees and consumer services. Consumer employees are on track almost each and every year, but food and services have been really struggling to stretch between 30.9% and 2014 was the lowest for 78.8%. The transfers are on track, check. The KPIs also check. They are also one of the countries which we can spend 2.9% and 7.3%, 11.9%, 12%, and of course it was an improvement of 1.9%. In 2014 there was a huge excessive expenditure of about 108.7%. And the question that should be asked by the chair is, where is this 8.7% budget came from? Shifted from other programs and organizations that can target those programs where they should be. We know and we understand that the CPMA allows for the shifting of funds from one program to another, from an from the current program, but the manner in which has been done, as you will see on the slides that are going forward, gives much greater variance. So, in a nutshell, chair, the slides demonstrate to you that food and services and prime payments are actually not performing as good as any other spending categories. As we move forward, I want us to put that also a bit forward. Expenditure of the program for the first 5 years, chair, you could see the relationship between administration, which is program one, that have been labor policy and social relations, which is program four, where it was 12% was spent by administration in 2013, and 40% was spent, and of course in 2014, 48% was spent. We quite saw the performance also of 23% of the budget, and also 50% in 2013, 14% in 2014. So there is some relationship between the dynamic performance of these two programs. Program 2 and 3, just spending is almost on track in all financial years, except the program 2 in 2018. But more potential than is to link these programs into the high expenditure that we have demonstrated in our community application. What does it mean, Chair? That means to say the high expenditure that you've seen under good services and allocated as well in the apply are emanating from these two programs. So programs can serve community applications across the board. So any non-performance of community applications will impact project on growth. And therefore that's why we have this program, these two programs do not share from the application. Chair, these reasons emanate from the old, the intentionally documents as well as the age of the report. In the department, and this reason has been very consistent. We only explain the exact shape of the first point and if you put it that way. So directly that. In terms of economic classification, we've got a two share of note and what is important that I was explaining in quarter one on KPEX. Remember, honorable members may have noted that KPEX can only spend on that. But in quarter two, KPEX jumped in 2017. It's quite interesting to say. There is some question that the government will have to unpack and indicate that to say what it is. If the spending is normal or is abnormal, what happens? Are they any probably issues that the committee should be aware of? Or
payments to be made in scope of traffic, smart, and process projects. Those things being
Thank you. policies and not have nothing in prison papers to guide the officials to their activities in their mind. Not to conduct these public safety regulations. And as much as we got these public safety regulations, but every department, we ought to put in place some procedures to guide the officials when they implement prison. Some proposed recommendations, Chair, if I were to be asked by this committee, the question would say, can we then motivate for the department to get more money? Of course, we know that every department wants more money. Everyone comes to the opposition committee and says, she wants more money. Can you please motivate for it? Given the presentation and evidence that has been presented for the committee, I will respond to this question. First and foremost, sort out expenditure management issues. Name the operator to book the expenses so that traders are not cut the budget. For instance, establish the final expenditure management committee to monitor expenditure trends and monitor the case on what it is. This has been effective in our department as well, where the expenditure committee management that looks into specific spending and trends on a monthly basis, whether spending is on trend or not on trend. Not on trend, defining the impact in this case possible. So that when the expenditure outcomes come on the the spending is sorted out. Then in your annual report, what is on track? The AG will not come in and say, no, you have to comply with this commitment. So address all the issues that the AG has already from the past 45 years related to money. Simple as that. Improve performance output as indicated in the past 5 years spend on table 1, where the center between the spending and the achievement of the target. Make sure service providers are paid immediately, improve planning, and make sure the business targets are in compliance with market principles. Establish monitoring and evaluation mechanisms and systems, internal controls to monitor performance improvement plans and benefits. Because what has come out here in this presentation and in the analysis is that there is no monitoring and evaluation mechanism in the department. If there is one, perhaps there is one, but it does not seem to be effective when all these issues have been coming up for the past 5 years, constantly when the same issues, when the same issues. So in establishing the MLP most effectively, we'll be able to check down all the issues in the MLP intervening. One of the fundamental principles of the MLP is to say departments should be honest and upfront with their challenges so that they can be able to be assisted either by themselves or by the but if they're not obtaining the owner, you come to the current activity board to not know what are the challenges. So the MAD assists to inform that evidence-based monitoring or planning or intervening in the country. The internal auditors of the state, they are there, but they seem to be challenges. Because how come some of the issues that you could have picked up during the course of the financial year are being picked up when the AG is around? So we need to enforce a particular area. You know, when our internal controls are not that strong, what is the role of our external auditors? Reprioritize and fill all funds that can critical vacancies to improve performance and reduce the high level of funds from which the employees. In the 2014-2015 medium-term political statement, the Minister of Finance said, the government is going to push straight on personnel headcount. However, that will not compromise the critical area of safety. Now, when all posts are funded vacant, you ought to look at the critical ones. Fill those critical ones, which will impact the safety level negatively. That's what we have to do. And reduce the level of system of funds that is being vacant. That project that no consequences are actually performing well. And that is some implications for this committee, something to take home. The committee should ensure that strategic plan, which is the first point of departure, and annual performance plan, is created before they start. That's the much principle that we spoke about earlier on. The department needs to make sure that each and every single pattern, the government pattern that is applied, is in compliance with this. So, in that annual performance plan, the committee should make sure that it accepts that particular area and satisfy that we need to be able to conduct also avoid this unwanted reporting that comes with the challenge. The committee should support the community members to deliver improvement plan when the project is back, and post improvement plan based on the challenge raised both by AC and the MMR report. We think it's important, sir, for this committee to break the sense of what is the reaction of the department around these particular issues, these challenges, what is next moving forward. Present the deliver improvement plan, the OCP improvement plan, so the committee can monitor the implementation of the students going forward. Not only monitor the ACC, but also the intervention should monitor if they are in the tendency to eradicate the transition. Committee should invite both the training departments to clarify the issue of the equipment designed by the CAC, understand the criteria is rational, and whether it should still affect the department going forward. The committee should invite departments of public work and travel affairs, services providers, and departments to deal with the issue of late payment of the social work of the employees and about supporting the project as well. Request evaluation of the management programs, particularly program 4 and program 1. If you tell me, they're just throwing the same check, only seeing the same thing. These programs have been showing the significance of the community. Maybe check us in and request for an evaluation. That's why the community is there, to create that background. And when the evaluation is being called upon, the electricity department, the department becomes the chair of the committee of that evaluation. So that you can be able to uncover and discover the challenges and bottlenecks in these two projects that you must bring. But also, you can there, we need to thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Tomo. That is about the CTC and the Wayland Test Commendation from the Sega Shop. So, anybody can speak, including the agent's office and the members. So, we can all engage maybe in a form of a workshop, because we wanted everybody that was invited to be in a position to assist us. Make more clarity for our initiative. Thank you so much.
No, I don't have a question, but to appreciate the eye opener that is transpired on the report. Maybe something that it has assisted us in terms of guidance on the interaction with the department, especially as we move towards the election to happen. But as a lay person, I want to ask a specific question, which is saying, what are your intervention periods in departments of appropriation? Because I don't think the advice that you have here is something so many for the committee has not allowed by law to also advise the department.
To have they achieved and get that spend an enormous amount of the budget in system programs. So this question has a lot to answer. We need to get in there and they need to tell us and appreciate the recommendation of Mr. Longo in terms of what ought to be done. But the AG's office also has, over time, have presented numerous shortcomings in the management of the department and made many recommendations. Some of those have been implemented and others, as Longo has indicated, have simply over time been ignored. We need to be sort of the citrus in our oversight and making sure that the objectives and targets that they have determined that they are met. We don't determine targets, we can monitor the compliance and achievement of those targets. But we need to be more vigilant. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
then for the next quarter, for us to achieve what we did achieve, not as a purpose of achieving what we have to achieve in this specific process. So, it is one question. Thank you so much, Mr. Darwin. This is the appropriation.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Thank you very much for the question. The Standing Committee on Appropriation was established by the end of the Section 4, Section 3 of the Manifesto Association that has its mandate is to look at the spending issues of all the different departments on a quarterly basis. So, some people might say, in your monetary. But as you would know, honorably, that in terms of capacity, you can't look at all the different departments that we have. So what we normally do is to prioritize those that are most problematic. And sometimes you only see about 8, if you saw 10 departments. So we know that only the second issue of contributory and the parliament. So there's really no adequate time as well to go through all the departments. Yes, you might feel labor at some point, but we haven't been we have that liberty to advise, to intervene, but our intervention is the same as your intervention of the UN, where we just provide the communication after the whole process of the CRC on the European Council. And if the Department does not say the member recommendation, then we can. That's why I said, I was telling you earlier on, that that's important. It's in the because in the appropriation committee, we can make those interventions. But those interventions would be baseless if the strategic plan, the MFF's plan, that has been adopted through this particular committee, is not credible. And we've discovered many of those challenges and challenges in the appropriation committee. We're not adopting any MFF's plan, we only do it in a military. So if the portfolio committee is taking on, going through the MFF's plan, and say, look, did you not create a possibility? Please go back and do it. Until all your targets are compliant with this method, are specific, are reliable, are measurable, are quantified. Then you can be able to compromise. Because that thing that compromises the oversight of the committee. That's why you end up having only 22 targets being achieved. And sometimes, you have to show what is the reason for non-achievement. But if you're clear from the work home, from the taking of the institute, you understand both the social departments are on the same page in terms of understanding the institute, if it's credible or not credible, and you agree on it. Because it's a plan. It's like when you were a businessman taking a business proposal to the bank. The bank cannot approve the business proposal. And the Bible that is not going to allow the prophet to make money, to allow the businessman to actually pay back the money. But the department is the same situation. It presents a plan to Parliament. So the Parliament can go through the plan and certify it and satisfy it that, and yes, indeed, this plan is going to take us down. And this plan is going to contribute to the outcome board. We will achieve this outcome board by the plan. So we must look beyond just the document that the government registers, which many people have seen. Look at these documents because they are key, they are critical in the community doing the work. So we really expect you, honorable, to make sure that the APG has been adopted. Also help us with that. To put the method ball together. Thank you very much.
together in the department of sailing. And not only sailing, has a and certainly for the 2 years that I've looked at, from what I understand, going further back than that. My request to you, Madam Chair, is that we demand that the Minister not only has a look at this and gives us some answers, but appears before this committee to explain to us what they're going to do in the future. It can't just be the DG anymore, because we've got absolute failure in service delivery to South Africa. And in fact, one of the departments within the Department of Labour, which is the Workers' Compensation, has failed the very most vulnerable people in this workforce of our country. The people that really need some help, and they've been failed completely. So much so that it's an embarrassment to hear what has been said yesterday. Absolute embarrassment. I'm not saying it's wrong. I'm saying it's probably right. What I would like to hear is whether you've presented this to the department themselves and what their comments are and what are their plans for it. Because obviously we've got to speak to them as well, and we've got to ask them how they're going to change this. I don't think they're capable, Madam Chair. I think the real problem that we've got here now is that this has been many years in the making. We're getting more of the same each time. And so my strong belief is if the buck stops at the Minister's office, the Minister didn't answer us last year, I would suspect that she has to answer this year. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I just wanted to remind us all that this is still a workshop. So some decisions cannot be taken in a workshop because they have to be limited in a committee meeting. So this issue or our view on what has been presented to us, let us grant that opportunity maybe in our tomorrow meeting so that we can express our opinion in the committee on what we have done.
So, in other words, Madam Chair, we are saying the way forward from the challenges that have been put in front of us and those that have been put in front of us, we will discuss them in the formal committee. Mr. Loma, let me ask the question. I know that we have conditions that must be fulfilled by the department before we can be in a position to situate the treasure to give us this money, the money that we need, more especially the money that was taken away from money for the necessary. Did I hear you correctly? If you are correct, I mean, it's not possible that some of the challenges that are in place can be done with including one or two financial aid. What do you think, what we should do to persuade them to agree irrespective of the challenges that are there? Because some, the question of the insecurity, for instance, deals directly with if you don't have them, we don't have them with chips. We continue going to oversight and go back and have recommendations because this department does not have capacity to act or does not have chips to buy the employer. So, what do you suggest that we should do? How do we craft this in such a way that it is acceptable? I'm the Bible, but to entry the office as well. What would be that will be that will fit well and then maybe be persuaded to release the money back, taking into account that the money really that they take anything directly on the vulnerable, because those funds you need for instance. Domestic workers, all these areas that we have been identified as heavy workers that are vulnerable, you won't make any impact in terms of the number of people that have been there. But I also understand treasure on the other side. So what do you think or what you suggest you should do? So I'm handing very little domain from the Asian office.
Thank you, Chair. I think my from what you say, the first couple of slides when you started presenting, he said year after year that they have been shifting of funds from compensation of employees. So if I was the committee, the first question would be that because we've been shifting funds from the compensation of employees, that means you had money that you reallocated to other priorities. And then now Treasury is cutting the funding for those positions. So the question would be, why didn't you fill out those? Or why has it taken so long to fill out those posts? Because you already have money and it takes taken away, or you end up reallocating it to other priorities. I think maybe that's the first question to try to understand that.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, the first question was actually,
remember,
when he asked whether we had presented the support to the department or not, and whether he had left, and so forth. Unfortunately, remember, I'm part of Parliament, we're an integral part of Parliament, when it's actually, our mandate is to support these committees to intervene and assist the department. So we have no direct interaction with the department in terms of the way. We only interact with the committee so that the committee can take the matter forward as elected representatives who represent constitutional issues. So we have not done any interaction in that regard. Secondly, the question that Chair you are raising, I accepted this question and anticipated it. That's why there are some form of recommendations and indicated that of support. Look, I agree fully with my colleague from the AG that you had the money, but what you gave the money was to shift it around. And even going as far as AG raising some concerns, a number of you are saying, you guys are not feeling your funding for the past, not for the administrative, for the past 5 years. So generally, in the midst of the economy downturn globally, and when political activity and economic sluggish and economy is not growing, which means that the revenue collection is in a challenging position. You can't collect as much revenue as you would have done. Otherwise, the economy was growing. You ought to recalibrate. You ought to look at areas where the budget is being spent and is gained for money. And look at those individuals where the budget is being spent but there's no gain for money. So, given the evidence and presentation that is done this morning, a lot of work needs to be done, said the Minister, to make sure that the issues around the vacancies. I've made a proposal that maybe you should reprioritize your critical position. Don't get a sector. But any inspector position. it requires the committee to call a meeting between JCR and the department and have the views of both stakeholders under one roof and take it forward. Because if you're going to hear my side of the story alone, it's not going to assist you, because you don't know what triggered the other side of the story to cut the budget. Treasury is not as high and as high as treasury is from other countries. You know, in other countries, what is that we don't perform? Your program does not get funded, because the fund is based on performance. So the performance is a driver, it's a key driver. That's why then the issue of funding business plan as a business plan is important. Because it's the one that drives and attracts the funding if we need to run it. But our treasury is very limited in this country. It's very understanding. That's why then I think we should call upon the treasury and the department to really explain this budget act and make your intervention from there, because it gives you the clear on both sides. But I can assure you, the main issue here is around reprioritization of public programs. Because of our economic growth that is not happening at the moment. Revenues are scarce, revenues are actually not forthcoming, and we can't afford to continue running a budget deficit. What a budget. So the more you pump in money to departments and programs where they're not performing, where did you take that money? From borrowing. And you cannot afford to start paying the public credit employees through the borrow, because departments are unable to prioritize and make sure that you pay the for the next day. Thank you very much.
Finances really the questions that you are bringing
question is that many people who are specialized in it, but as soon as you are introduced to those questions, it's easy for us to understand and follow. We really don't need to achieve what we are supposed to be able, but for service delivery, the questions that you may be, they will be easy. So the more you advertise yourself, and less when you do the other, when you look at this department, you should look at policies that maybe the questions that are raised should be raised, and go to them or go to the secretary and say, "We do a presentation." Otherwise, we'll all be shocked. Thank you so much. Please, now over to you and your department. Thank you. Should we wait for 3 minutes so that you set up? Yes, that's what I said. You should take it to the question. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
is in the X. Quarter 1, quarter 2, quarter 3, quarter 4, will they be achieving the setting of the target of the industry? Because the other aspect in explaining is new values of the nation. So in general, what I said, that is that. So what we probably would be looking is influencing the public to link the budget to the industry so that we can then properly check the spending process that we have achieved. So I think we can just find a way to lobby that happens. And following that process of setting targets, it is expected that resources are adequately assigned to the indicators and targets that are set. One of the things that we have heard from appropriations is that when it comes to inspection is not adequately resourced as it should, and hence we are not seeing the volumes in that thing. And again, it goes back to poor planning. Because when they set the target, they do not identify the resources that is required. And true enough, if those resources are not used, there are some things that you don't need them. So why do you budget for them if you don't need them? The next phase is where we need to implement in the monitoring. And first, start within their department. One of the things that we have said, we spoke about the pyramid of accountability. In the pyramid of accountability, one of the things that we have said is that it is management's responsibility to set the tone within the organization, to design and implement policies and procedures, and to make sure that they are effective and they are working effectively. So which means that must be daily, weekly, monthly discipline, make sure that financial information and non-financial information is monitored and recorded accordingly, and is also reviewed to make sure that the information that is presented is credible and is also confirmed. And obviously, if that is implemented, it will enhance management decisions in terms of strategic action that must be taken. Because if those processes are not working as a tool, management is able to make the decision of where correction needs to be made. So it is important that those processes are working properly, and somebody is in a position to give the VD and the minister assurance that the processes that we have, the monitoring processes and the other processes that we have, are working as intended, and information that we get is enabling us to do the monitoring that we have. And obviously, this will be visible in the reporting that they give. If they come to Parliament with properly reports that are not credible and complete, clearly the processes that they have put in place are not working. If they say that a child has studied, the child might not be trusting the government, the money on studying, they didn't study. The only way that you will know whether they have been studying or not is if the results come out. So unfortunately, that this is the same as the department. The only way that we will know is when the results come out. But fortunately, and Joshua was done more interesting, giving physical examples when he later dealt with the quarterly monitoring
objective that we have set ourselves to do Job is a little bit easier, is undergoing to persuade what the proposal. portfolio committee can focus on in their oversight functionality. Let me just say, you can't do it alone. It's a combined effort, meaning management needs to do what they're supposed to do, the accounting officer needs to do what they're supposed to do, the minister needs to do what they're supposed to do. But most importantly, the second level of assurance, which is the internal audit, the audit committee, I think that's what you need to focus on to try to solve the issue about the performance of the department versus the expenditure. Because early in the morning, when Mr. Jono presented, you could see that over time the department is spending close to 95%. But in terms of performance-wise, it's like only less than 50%. So that means that's the issue right now. And then how to go about that? We need to re-emphasize performance management, not just to look at expenditure needs to talk to performance management, needs to talk to your performance targets that you set up during your planning session. And to do that, to help the portfolio committee to do that, you need support from the audit committee. The audit committee that the department sees every quarter. So before the department comes to present, for example, the strategic plan, you need to get assurance from the audit committee of the department. So request the staff person to come through and say, are you sure, have you evaluated the strategic plan? Are the indicators and targets the strategic plan smart? Will the department be able to achieve the exact outcome? And will it be able to ensure service delivery? Because ultimately, everyone is looking towards that. So the portfolio committee needs to work closely with the audit committee because they also evaluate departmental information on a quarterly basis. Not just, and during the interaction should not just be on the expenditure report, it should be both the financial side of things as well as the performance report, because ultimately that's the one that affects the performance of the department. And then the other assurance provider, I think that the portfolio committee needs to focus on is the internal audit. Most times than not, they also focus on financial and compliance. But when you interact with them as well, you need to ask them how well have they evaluated the performance information of the department. So they can give you assurance beforehand, before you call in the department. So together with the department, say, what work did you do? Did you verify the accuracy and validity of the information? How reliable is the information that the department is presenting to us? Did you look at the supporting documentation? And by the time you ask the department, at least you go like two levels of assurance and say, everything that we're looking at is correct and accurate, and we will be able, ultimately, over the course of the 4 quarters, to see proper performance, because other levels of assurance have looked at it before they presented to the portfolio committee. So those two assurance providers, internal audit and audit committees, are very critical for your functionality in terms of accountability and oversight for the department. I think the other intervention as well is, I think we're doing this now, but to intensify the project business, I think to go out and see whatever the department is telling is actually happening. If they say they're doing inspectorate, select some labor centers, select some farms, and go look at what the department is actually doing, whether they're fulfilling the inspectorate mandate or they're fulfilling the employment creation mandate. I'm not just saying that go out everywhere, but just to see on a sample basis. And I think the other one is to focus on reviewing the quarterly reports, the one that the department submits to National Treasury. It's close, similar to what Mr. Lomlo presented. They show on a quarterly basis, they present the expenditure for that quarter, per program, per economic classification, to continue to review that. And I think, like one that the member, honorable member said earlier on, try to inviting the minister as well to help or to come and give you clarity on what's happening. I think if you have that relationship between the executive authority and yourself, then you know beforehand, before the year ends, that this is what's happening, or what the head of the department is saying in terms of performance, and then you can work on what she tells you about. And I think lastly, before I conclude on this section, is I'll try to re-emphasize the role of the accounting officer. I think the backstop has the accounting officer, but for us to be able to do our overall oversight function, we need to understand exactly what does it do and how does it help to improve the internal control within the department. I think a good accounting officer needs to implement a robust financial and performance management system that will ensure that there is proper financial and risk management within the department, internal controls are effectively functional, and there is proper procurement and evaluation, because most times than not, most of the issues that we report on is for those things that where department needs have proper financial management, they're not going to produce credible financial information. They won't be able to pick up non-compliant or whether internal controls are not effective. So with a good accounting officer, they'll be able to implement a proper system so that all these issues don't come up and you don't issue findings, and that means it translates to proper performance for that department. A good accounting officer is also able to implement oversight and accountability within the department, where it ensures that there is efficient and economical utilization of resources under custodianship. We also able to prevent unauthorized expenditure, reckless expenditure, and fruitless and wasteful expenditure. We could touch on the trends within the department and other entities with regards to regular and wasteful expenditure later. But I think, like Mr. Donald said in his presentation, that he wishes that the instances of irregular and fruitless and wasteful expenditure come down, because it will ultimately translate to proper service delivery. But the more we pick up all these compliance issues, that means it affects the service delivery impact. And lastly, a good accounting officer needs to be able to efficiently manage his working capital. In another presentation from Mr. Longo, he said the department is struggling to pay fees for within 30 days. So you need to put controls in place to pay all the service providers who are providing the services. I need to be able to pay them within the time, given that I got the money from the National Revenue Fund, from the National Treasury, then let me facilitate the payment thereof. The longer you take to pay those guys, then it will affect your service, or then people, service providers will be too slow to give you the services. So those are the things that we want to do, and I think lastly, he should be committed to ethical behavior in the sense that he needs to institute disciplinary processes if people are not doing what they're supposed to do, and he needs to be able to do constant management so that people are able to do what they're supposed to do and they corrective action whenever they're supposed to do or whenever they come to their roles and responsibilities. I think that's a nutshell for the things that we would like you to focus on as a portfolio committee before we present the only outcome.
Thank you.
Okay.
From what you understand, I just want to emphasize one thing and give my attention and that of concern. You said in the US, come here and the people in the US in the financial people office. However, when they report on a certain basis, you don't see any reason. So that is a clear demonstration that there is critical information on methods on the certain report that is presented to public. I very much
want to mention that. Okay, thank you, Moisir. Thank you, Chair, for the committee. And we present the audit outcomes for the portfolio this morning. I think the first slide on budgeted actual expenditure, I think this morning we've spent adequate time with regards to this slide. All we wanted to highlight was the fact that although the money has been spent, the performance is,
If we go to slide number 13 on the audit outcome, apologies, but I've just noted one correction on the first block where it says in the left corner, it says A, C, and F. It should be A, C, and D. Now, and then the second one should be E and F, not D and E. Now, what that refers to is you'll see there on the bottom of the slide in the right-hand corner, we've got A, B, C, D, E, F, A being Dole, B being Compensation Fund, C, UIF, D is CCMA, E is Sheltered Employment Factories, and F is NEDLAC. So you can actually relate the outcomes to the relevant abbreviation. So you'll see there on the in the far left corner, we actually had a regression in the audit opinions for the current year, which is not really what we're looking for. You'll see there that firstly, if you look at 13-14, there was one green, which is basically an unqualified opinion with no findings. So that's basically what we refer to as a clean audit. And that was UIF. For the current year, they have regressed. They've got findings on predetermined objectives on the performance information. So they are not unqualified with no findings anymore. And the other two that have regressed is Sheltered Employment Factories and NEDLAC. They actually received qualified opinions for the current year, which basically means that there were certain areas in the financial statements that adequate evidence were not provided for. If we look at Sheltered Employment Factories and NEDLAC, it wasn't just one area, it was actually multiple areas that they weren't able to provide them. If we go to the middle block, which is insurance providers, you'll see there that most of the insurance providers, senior management and accounting authority, is still yellow. And then I'd just like to highlight internal audit committee. You will see there at the department we have assessed them as yellow as well, which means provide some assurance. And the reason for that is exactly what we've been talking about this morning in terms of the audit committee interrogating the quarterly report that's presented by the department in terms of what are the reasons for the variances, what is the department's stance in terms of making sure that at the end of the year they still achieve their targets, and how many targets have been achieved to date, and things like that, that's quite pertinent. And the other thing is also on compliance, that you will see in our report we've got multiple non-compliances for the department, and key to that is that the monitoring of compliance throughout the year, one, the department needs to establish a compliance framework, but also to monitor the compliance throughout the year, and that should also be reported by management to the internal audit, up to the audit committee. And for internal audit as well, I think internal audit, it is established as functioning, but the department isn't getting the benefit that they can from internal audit because the processes are so long that they do not allow internal audit time or internal audit review to work, but they don't allow themselves time to actually implement the recommendations from the internal audit. So the department needs to look at the official performance information on their quarterly processes, and that they allow, and we spoke about monitoring and evaluation this morning as well. And it's exactly that, that the processes to submit the information, finalize the information on a quarterly basis is so long that there isn't time to properly monitor and evaluate, and internal audit also to do their review, and then still time to actually implement the recommendations. Just on the first block, you'll see there is number B is a disclaimer of opinion, and that's for compensation funds, consistently a disclaimer of opinion, which actually means that we were not able to express an opinion. For the current year, there has been a task team established by the minister to actually intervene with regards to compensation fund. However, that task team was established only in the fourth quarter of the current financial year, so I think the full benefit of the sourcing has not yet come through, hence the same opinion. And also, management has now, the DG has started to deploy or redeploy some of the management and compensation funds to actually bring in a which is on the far right hand side, you will see there that a general regression in key controls, and that's obviously then linked to a regression in the audit opinions as well. Then if we look at the risk area, you will see there that on quality of financial statements presented, it's only UIS that didn't have material amendments, and that's what Matrix also alluded to previously, is that once the financial statements are submitted, there shouldn't be any changes coming from the audit, and if adequate processes were followed. So what has now happened is that only UIS actually doesn't require changes to their financial statements after it's been submitted to audit. On performance, it's only NEDLAC and CCMA that actually didn't have to change their performance information or didn't have findings on that. On supply chain management, it's only UIS that didn't have material findings on supply chain management. On financial health, it's only CCMA and NEDLAC that didn't have financial health issues. And financial health linked to that is also your and the 50-day payment period, where we look at your the creditors and the debtors and the net surplus and all of that. So doing some financial calculations, and it's only CCMA and data that didn't have any specific financial help. Human resources, as you can see, there's been a number of entities with human resources funding, and on information technology, although it is improving at the portfolio, there's still some concern about the information technology at SEF at this stage. Then responses to root causes, we can just talk to that when we get to the detailed slide. If we move over to the next slide, you will see there on financial statements I've already highlighted that it's only UIS that didn't require amendments. But after amendments, it's only Dole and CCMA that actually were able to turn the situation around, that NEDLAC compensation fund and SEF actually still received qualified opinions. And you can see if we compare it to last year, that we had a similar situation beforehand, but after corrections, most of the entities were able to turn it around, which they weren't able to. If we go to the next slide on the quality of performance report, you will see there that only NEDLAC and CCMA didn't have any findings on with regards to the predetermined objectives of performance information. And you will see there on the graph at the bottom that on usefulness, which is the SMART principles, and when we compare the APP to the annual performance report, it's only useful. UIS, CCMA, and NEDLAC didn't have findings in their reports, and on reliability is where we actually look at what you are reporting, is that supported by evidence, and it's only CCMA, NEDLAC, and SEF that were able to actually provide us with adequate evidence. And if we go to the next slide on compliance with legislation, I think this is only audit report matter, so you'll see the internal audit and audit committee, everything is green because it talks about compliance. So although all internal audit and audit committees did what they were supposed to in terms of compliance, for the department we think in terms of their oversight and review of controls there can be an improvement. And then I've spoken about human resources before. On the quality of financial statements, I've spoken about that, it's only UIF that didn't require material increases in wasteful expenditure, and the bulk is in line with the compensation fund at 17 million. And as you can see, it's actually this, well, regressions all around. Okay, then I'll just hand over to Bishay to just take us through the top three root causes and recommendations as well as the minister's commitments.
Thanks, Rick. Good afternoon to all. These recommendations that we have set out here are the recommendations in each case, I mean the root causes for the death were throughout the entity. So if you look at the first one, no response by management is addressing the root cause of poor audit outcomes. They were at four main entities. Those entities being the department, CF, CIF and NEDLAC. Compared to in the prior year, where only the CF had this root cause. This is due to action plans being inadequately implemented and monitored. Management across all the entities needs to develop and implement action plans tangibly so that the results can be assessed and changes made accordingly. So in a nutshell, is what you're saying is the action plans that they've developed should not be stagnant. They should assess it, see if it's working, and make adjustments as they go on. The second one is stability or vacancies in key positions. Again, this is a regression from last year. The same entities being the department, compensation funds, self-employment factors, and NEDLAC. Compared to last year, it was compensation funds, NEDLAC, and self-employment factors. Again, this is due to inadequate HR processes that have resulted in protracted recruitment processes, as well as inadequate personnel being appointed and thereafter redeployed. The entities need to enhance the vetting process to ensure that it is completed timely and that correct personnel are appointed. I think this is fairly fairly basic, is that they need to speed up the way they vet people, and they need to ensure that the vetting process is done thoroughly so that the correct people can be appointed in the correct position. The next one is almost, this is a follow-on of that. Again, this is a regression. We have it with the three entities being self-employment factors and NEDLAC compared to last year where it was only at compensation funds. Appointments are made without job description. It is therefore increasingly difficult to determine the level of competence needed to perform the job. Also, auditors do not always assess the competencies of the finance and ATM staff, which means that they would not be aware of any shortcomings. Again, I think in a nutshell is people don't know how they are being measured. There's no job description for a case, so it's also increasingly difficult for us to measure them. As well as they don't get sufficient feedback from these entities to tell them where they are on track and what they're doing and what they're doing wrong. If we move on to the next slide, it's the Minister's commitment to address the deficiencies. The red is the ones that have not been implemented. The yellow are the ones that are in progress. The green is implemented and the purple is new. As you can see from the slide,
Responsible and should be held accountable. Secondly, that the
question, Madam Chair, is that the framework applied to that the commitment that the Minister has given to the Office of the Attorney General, and that some of them are in progress, some have been implemented, and the one that has not been implemented being that the type of action against poor performance is to be implemented. So we need to bestow upon the powers that be, the Minister in particular, to give this committee a commitment as to when decisive action is going to be taken against those managers who simply just don't do the work. They don't want to be held accountable, they don't manage their departments effectively, and they are tolerant of poor performance. Because if they can be tolerant of poor performance, then surely their performance is nonetheless not adequate. So, lastly, I think that today's presentation of Mr. Jobo and the Office of the AG has highlighted many issues that will sort of inform us and equip us to get into the data department and its various entities and their report to this commitment. Thank you, Madam Chair.
I think in contributed to an effective economy. Those are the things that can be achieved.
Thank you, Chair. Just to recap on the key controls and the general regressions, what I stated was that basically the regressions in the key controls have a direct link to the regressions in audit opinions. For example, if you look at UIF, it's got a regression on financial performance management, and the reason for that was that they basically started a new program for the current year, and they were not able to provide us with adequate evidence for the achievements they reported on that program. And then they regressed in the audit opinion because now they got findings on previous and objectives. And similarly, if you look at SET and NEDLAC, we've got leadership and financial performance management that regressed. Now, because of the regressions in those controls, they were not able to adequately address the findings we raised with regards to the financial statements, and hence they were qualified on certain items in their financial statements. So that's basically, and then the one regression for DOL on governance can be linked to that assurance provider column in the middle, where you see the yellows on internal audit and audit committee, where when we assess governance, we basically look at risk, internal audit and audit committee, and because the audit committee and internal audit, they were assessed as good last year, and this year we assess them as yellow in the sense that they can still take some adequate action or implement more actions, and that's the regression there.
Just maybe to give just as for Mr. Faye, in our presentation, we have two presentations. We have the one that we put on the slide, but there was also another second presentation, but it's a more detailed presentation. Here we're just saying our responses are, we categorize them in three areas. But if you go to the NCA, we detail the actual findings at NCA. We'll tell you that this is the finding. This was the real root cause in much detail, so you will be able to find out, say for example, the Shekhar Employment Factories, the findings pertaining to Shekhar Employment Factories, detailing why they were qualified, what was the detailed root cause, and the recommendation that we gave. Just for your own purpose, just to say, later if you want to see the rate, why is the rate under leadership for the Shekhar Employment, then there's a detailed finding.
Just to echo some of the sentiments that the AG has raised, for instance, around spend oversight. I think that one of the issues also that the committee should look at is to look at tracking down the recommendations that create a mechanism to check down the recommendations. If you send recommendations to PRR, then the C2E is the department implement or not. That's very important to spend oversight as well. Two, you should also consider probably looking at inviting what we call Public Service Commission to come and beef up the committee with some of the information that we might not have covered ourselves and the AG as well. And three, and there is a very important and interesting area that the Department of Planning, Development and Learning Evaluation also covers, which we call the Management Performance Assessment in different key areas of performance management. One is the accountability. How is the management doing in terms of the accountability of the department? How is it doing in terms of financial management? How is it doing in terms of governance? How is it doing in terms of human resource protection in the department? So that report classifies all these four categories in a very nice way. It gives you a very, very a clear indication in the future and trend as to what are the internal processes being managed, as the AG was saying. And lastly, I echo with the view that AG is raising to say there's been no action against poor performance, because in one of the annual reports that we looked at, I think 2014 or so, where they were saying there has been no action taken against the officials that were embarking on an irregular expenditure. So in the absence of mechanisms and measures to prevent irregular expenditures, there is no implication for anyone that embarks on that. So it's a very important issue that AG was saying for management to respond. And most of it all, the committee will also ensure that, needs to ensure that when the department presents, because it will be responding to all these issues, the committee do not lose sight of all the issues that were made this morning in that presentation or in that interaction with the department. Maybe tease out the most pertinent issues that we highlighted this morning, moving to that presentation with the department, so that the response of the presentation with the department, you will be able to engage meaningfully and moving from the premise that this presentation is affecting this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much to our visitors for the fruitful information for the investigation of today. We are definitely going to call the department before the more the department that you recommended that might be called treasurer. I think we did call treasurer, but I think the manner in which we crafted our invitation to them, it was easy for them to send it down. But I think